Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thursday, June 1st, 2023, first day, new month. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the House has passed that bipartisan bill to suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. The vote 314 to 117 still needs to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate before heading to the president's desk. Two, former Vice President Mike Pence and former U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos spoke last night at Meyer Gardens in Michigan on the future and nature of conservatism in the country. Pence said preserving a limited government is an essential element to preserving the free market. Both DeVos and Pence, of course, served under President Trump. And three, Disney has met its goal of laying off 7,000 employees. Always great to reach a goal, right? A Variety is reporting that notices to employees impacted during the third round of cuts were sent out last Friday. Layoffs mostly focus on media divisions, the parks themselves, mostly untouched. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Coming up this hour, State Representative Tom Kuntz, as we talk about a few Michigan matters. Amy Swearer from the Heritage Foundation, she has four reasons for the crime increase. And we'll run through the tape as we finish off this final hour of the Thursday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram, SteveGruber.com for the website. Podcasts after the show is done. Listen to something a second time or share something with a friend. You can do that via the podcast page, SteveGruber.com. And the show is on Twitter, too, at SteveGruber.com. Show. As we mentioned, they're doing the three things. The debt ceiling deal has passed. 314 to 117 the margin. 71 Republicans voting against the bill, mostly on the conservative side of the party. 46 Democrats voting against the bill, mostly on the far left wing of the party. But 314 in favor, a fairly strong majority for the deal brokered by Kevin McCarthy and President Biden. It goes to the Senate. Chuck Schumer wants a vote on Friday, which would get the bill to the president's desk before the June 5th deadline that Janet Yellen set when we would run out of money to pay our bills here in the U.S. A couple of sound bites here from the speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and also one from Senator Mike Lee. One in favor, one opposed. You can probably figure out which is which. This is Kevin McCarthy's deal. This is Kevin McCarthy's time. He came in with a very slim majority of Republicans, got the speakership, and his first big test kept most of his caucus together and brokered a deal with the president on the debt ceiling. He's proud of it. Quick cut to start here first. Kevin McCarthy yesterday, cut one.
I wanted to make history. I wanted to do something no other Congress has done. That we would literally turn the ship. That for the first time in quite some time, we'd spend less than we spent the year before. Tonight, we all made history, because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law. $2.1 trillion.
Need to see exactly how much of that remains in effect through the 10-year time period. And turning the ship around seems a bit hyperbolic when you consider the massive debt and the current deficits. And what this does is it a first step, possibly? Is it turning the ship completely around? I'm not so sure about that. Kevin McCarthy went on to talk about the work done with the president, how the president would not talk, would not negotiate for some time, until they finally got together recently. Kevin McCarthy, cut two.
But when I finally got to meet with the president, we couldn't talk about the entire budget. We couldn't talk about and look at places that we could have savings. We could only focus on 11% of the budget. But in that 11%, not only did we give you the greatest savings in American history, there's going to be people who are on welfare today that will no longer be on welfare, that they will find a job because of the work requirement. And not just when they find that job, their self-worth, their attitudes are going to change. They're going to believe in themselves. They're going to be able to buy a house, send their kids to college because of the vote we took tonight. Because of the vote we took tonight, the largest rescissions in American history. All the COVID money, the billions of dollars sitting out there that they said they would never bring back. You know what? To the taxpayer, to you hardworking Americans, we stood for you. We brought that money back. For those who are afraid that they're going to get audited because the president wants to have 87,000 new IRS agents, right now he has zero. We took every single dollar they were going to hire somebody this year away. And I promise you, I'll be back next year and next year and next year. Because I believe government should be here to help you, not go after you. We didn't just take the money from this year. We took another $20 billion. We capped the ability of growth of spending in government for the next 6 years.
It's Kevin McCarthy. He's happy. It's his deal. He brokered it through. He kept together a majority of the party in the House. And now the debt limit is suspended, will be suspended for the next 2 years. The president still has to sign, has to get through the Senate. That is not expected to be any problem whatsoever. On the other side of things, many critics, including Chip Roy, we heard some of his comments yesterday. Conservatives in the House, yes. Conservatives in the Senate, yes. Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott both said they would both vote no if, in fact, they had a vote on the matter. In the Senate, vocally making his opposition known yesterday is Mike Lee, speaking from the floor of the U.S. Senate. Here's Mike Lee, cut one.
Regrettably, the lopsidedly negotiated Fiscal Responsibility Act, as it's called, heralded by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden, fails to provide the respite our nation desperately needs. Rather than offering substantive solutions to tackle the root causes of our fiscal woes, it appears to be a palliative pill. It's a bad deal for America, a missed opportunity to confront our challenges, an abdication of our responsibility to protect Americans' economic security and well-being. We can and must do better, Madam President. We must abandon the complacency that's brought us to this point and chart a new course, a course that values something approaching fiscal sanity. We can no longer afford to settle for half measures or short-term fixes. We desperately need a comprehensive and responsible plan, one that addresses the root causes of our fiscal predicament, curtails the bloated bureaucracy, and empowers American families once again to thrive. It's time to go back to the drawing board. Failure to do so, and to do so right now at this very moment, is to ignore the lessons of history. And so, Madam President, I must express my profound disappointment over the Orwellian-named Fiscal Responsibility Act.
Yeah, perhaps not as bad as the Inflation Reduction Act, but Mike Lee still does not like the name. Lee opposed, McCarthy in favor. The bill heads to the Senate in this portion of the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food. Made with the highest quality pork and chicken, Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Steve chooses. Check them out, GreatLakesPetFood.com, GreatLakesPetFood.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger, some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the Black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 Black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among Black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with